this is having a discussion about upper odds. It's always an interesting subject, upper odds. This is a question of upper odds. Why do we have to avoid upper odds? Why are upper odds, we have to avoid upper odds to D's, upper odds to Holy Down, upper odds to Vaishnava, upper odds to Holy Name. What's the reason all these upper odds? Dham upper odd, Nam upper odd, Vaishnava upper odd, Seva upper odd, Jiva upper odd, etc. The concept of upper odd is related to the psychology of love. If you love someone, it's natural. You don't want to do anything. You will not do anything to irritate or disturb your lover. Krishna loves his devotees, so if we criticize devotees, then Krishna will not be pleased because he loves his devotees. It's called Vaishnava Ninda. Other offenses can be understood in this way. If we truly love a person, we love everything about him or her. We love the person's possessions, we love the person's relations, we love their friends, their actions, we love their behavior. This is because love means oneness of heart. Siddha Bhaktas, perfect devotees who attain love for Krishna, cannot commit an offense because their hearts are one with Krishna's heart. But in the beginning stage of sadhana, because of our old samskaras, which are not spiritual, we're not in harmony with the psychology of love. We don't have love for Krishna, although we want it. The true bhakti will always avoid anything that goes against love. The shastras, therefore, give us guidelines of what to do and what not to do. The shastra is the word of Krishna. Bhagavan is a person. He has his own psychology. Krishna has his own likes and dislikes, like any other person. What is bhakti? Bhakti is nothing but the study of the psychology of love, a relationship between bhakti and Bhagavan. By studying shastra, we can understand the mind of Krishna to some extent. Avarads are actions that Bhagavan and devotees, advanced devotees, do not like. The word apa means away, and rada means worship, or radharani. So avarada means that which takes you away from the worship of Krishna, or takes you away from radharani. Every action one performs has an influence on the subtle body and creates an impression, which means samskara, which will inspire one to repeat this action. If we perform an action which is displeasing to Krishna, it will leave a samskara impression, becomes a seed, a karma bija, for repeating that same act, displeasing act. If the seed to make an offense for an offense impression is already present in our chitta, then we'll repeat that offensive act again. Well, we uprods, be careful about uprods. Uprods are the biggest stumbling block in bhakti sadhana. Savadan, Vaishnava, Savadan, beware, Vaishnavas.